routine, no matter if it's college or the NFL, is Underdog. Now, Underdog is so much fun to play. All you do is pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats like passing yards and touchdowns and rushing attempts and things of that nature. You won't regret the choice to play Underdog each and every week, because if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Here's the deal. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_defense_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Yeah, I've watched it again now during the break. I don't know. I know this. It's hard to have a guy that wide open on a 2-point conversion. You've just got multiple guys, it seems, out of position who didn't do their job. I don't know what Ricardo Jones is doing. Again, he's playing inside leverage against an in-breaking route, I guess, as an extra defender to Barkade, who's a problem, but not while ignoring the guy who's catching the ball wide open behind your back, and you don't know he's in the end zone for 5 yards. I mean, so I don't know what he's doing on the play. And again, Duke did a nice job. It's a nice play. Clemson should copy that. But you can't be that out of sorts that, you know, Shepherd went in motion, all right, and when Shepherd went in motion, both Brown and Barnes initially go with him. Barnes reacts to, I don't know if that was Hazley that Barnes reacts to and tries to get back to him, which he sort of does. But Sammy's all the way on the other side of the formation with Shepherd, and that's just nothing but window dressing. And then Duke comes back to Higgins. Higgins was lined up like an H-back. He's a wide receiver lined up like an H-back, and they basically drag him back behind the offensive line and opposite the motion of Shepherd, and he's just wide open. I mean, there's no Clemson defender anywhere near him at all. I mean, it's just an easy walk-in. Like I said, you know, Ricardo didn't know that Higgins was in the end zone for 5 yards before Ricardo knew. And it just looks, again, it's this whole sort of season-long defensive bus that seem like they're picking up in frequency, which is hard to understand at this point of the year. Like, this game was probably the worst of those. And look, there were a couple balls deflected at the line of scrimmage that if they weren't deflected, you know, Mensah guy's running wide open. There's one play that I wrote something on Twitter like, well, that's a good thing that's deflected, knocked down at the line, because he's got a receiver at 20 yards, a receiver at 40 yards, the same center field. They're both running wide open. So there's a lot to fix, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's way past fixing time, okay? You're not fixing anything the rest of this year. I mean, it's too late. You haven't fixed it thus far. You're not fixing it. It's just painfully obvious to me. If we're, you know, you're to this point of the season, you're still having this many coverage busts, then, you know, don't tell me you're fixing it for this week or next week, because you're not. You're not. It's not fixable at this point. I just don't think it is. It's not like, well, you know, we get back to work and we'll fix it. We've heard that all year. It hasn't been fixed. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. You let a tight end go unchecked right down the middle of the field who's got athleticism, and nobody runs with him at all. That's a 60-yard gain to a tight end at the end of a game. When does that happen? I mean, that doesn't involve Brock Bowers. When does that ever happen? I don't know. Never. It just doesn't happen ever. But it happened here. And then on the two-point conversion, you got another bust of some sort. Honestly, some of these plays look like multiple guys are just not where they're supposed to be. And some of it's so mixed up, it's like it's hard to even know where the blame is. Again, like, I've not watched the replay. The Hazley thing, he gets a clean release right down the middle of the field. You got two linebackers in the middle of the field. They both are acting like they're spying the quarterback, which certainly can't be. And because Menzel's not even a runner, but you have Woodes and Brown who are just standing there in the middle of the field. And then Brown seems to just release Hazley to go right down the middle of the field. He doesn't run with them. Brown seems to take a step forward or two to worry about the running back who's leaking out late to his side. This, again, this is by memory. But I would think if that – it seems to me that Clemson was in a cover two shell at that point. If that's the case, then one of those linebackers has to get deep down the middle of the field, and I would think it was Brown. But that didn't happen. And Brown sort of looked like he was expecting help, so I don't know what he was expecting. But the bottom line is nobody went with an athletic tight end. And you had a 60-yard pass to a tight end from their own 7-yard line in the waning couple minutes of the game. There's why you lost. Because that's impossible. That's like virtually impossible. Everybody else on the field has to die in order for that to happen. And I like Hazley. Lines are jammed. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thank you. Where do I start, man? There's so many things I want to say. First I'm going to start with the Air Force, who let a guy get wide open against the Army with, 15 seconds left in the game, yeah. I guess, and 40-something yard pass. Catches it down around the 10, and they kick a field goal and beat the Air Force. So, I mean, what do you do to avoid these wide-open receivers?
I don't know, but look, if the service academies aren't going to be disciplined, then maybe we can't expect anyone else to be. I don't know.
Well, there you go. But, yeah, they lost by three yet again. Yep. That's about, lost by three. But
yeah, that's what they do.
But anyway... But South Carolina, Clemson, man, I tell you what, I don't think I ever remember for both teams being so disappointing. I mean, it's embarrassing for both teams, man. And I'm calling as a Carolina fan. I mean, I never expected either team to be this bad.
Yeah, look, I think Lenoris is now hearing ghosts. Now, for most of this season, he has been pressured relentlessly. But early in the game, he had a chance to stand in, set his feet, and make some throws. There were some throws to be made that were basically wide open. He missed them pretty badly. And I think it's because he's hearing ghosts. Now, as that game went on, he did get more and more pressure, actual pressure on him. And I think that's where he is. I think he's had so much pressure all year that it's just impacting his play now. And that's a shame because, again, so I thought he had some chances early in that game to make some throws, and he just missed wide open guys.
Yeah, and he continuously underthrows the long pass, and Harper has to wait on the ball, and it's incomplete.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, hypothetical situation here. who wins between South Carolina and Clemson if they played Saturday?
Nobody.
And what kind of game do you think it'll be? Oh, my goodness.
I honestly, I have no idea. I really don't. I don't know how anybody could have an idea at this point.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of football before then. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a better idea then. Yeah, honestly, Darren, I don't know. I just see too many problems with both football teams. It means that it's going to be a game that probably has lots of mistakes, and some mistake at the end will probably decide it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Do you think Clemson's beating Florida State?
I don't know. I don't. Florida State has some of the same issues that Clemson does, but the one thing that concerns me from a Clemson standpoint is that Malzahn in that offense will force some eye discipline tests, and I just don't think Clemson's eye discipline is good at all right now. You know, that worries me a little bit, but.
Yeah,
but I don't think Florida State's very good either. I did think they were going to beat Wake Forest. I don't really know why. I just had a feeling they were going to. It just seemed like they were due for a positive game. So they finally had one. But you know, they've been disappointing all year too. So.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of seeing Clemson and South Carolina getting together. They have about 4 wins each.
It's what it looks like. It's what it looks like. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Walt. Yep,
Darren. Thank you, Darren. And so does Air Force. So all your teams, Darren. All your teams. Norm, how are you, Norm? Good to have you.
Yes, thanks for accepting my call, Walt.
Yeah, thank you for getting in, Norm.
There really seems to be a lot of communication problems. It's very evident what's transpiring, you know, there at the football games. And I don't know if it's a situation where they can't.
Let me ask you, Norm, do you have me on speakerphone? Could you pick up the phone?
Sure. Okay,
that's much better. Yeah, much better.
Yeah. Anyway, there does seem to be quite a bit of communication problems on the defensive side, as everybody knows. It seems to be a situation where the coaches aren't communicating what alignment they want, and you know, the players just aren't getting it. I assume they maybe need to simplify things for them.
Or get smarter players. You know, I remember one year Oliver Purnell was asked way back when about Clemson's terrible free throw shooting. He was asked, you know, how do you fix all these free throw shooting issues? And Oliver Purnell said, get better shooters. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm at a loss at this point. I mean, I just think there are just way too many big plays, way too many busts. You know, it's funny, this issue of complementary football. Early in the season, the offense was struggling terribly, and the defense was playing pretty well. But on Saturday, the offense actually played well, plenty well enough to win. But, you know, your defense and your pass defense especially surrendered 46 points in a home game, and you're just not winning many games at home when you surrender 46 points.
No, you're not at all whatsoever. But I would like to make a suggestion, and that is that there's a retired coach up there, and they ought to take a look at you know, maybe even asking him to be a consultant to them from that standpoint. And I mean, Ellis Johnson, he's very smart. He's coached all over, you know, and I
love Ellis. You know, one of the best on-air football, truly X and O football conversations I ever had was with Ellis Johnson. He was on with me for about an hour one time. This was a million years ago when he's in the SEC. And it was just,
I believe he could provide some insight on what they need to do in the future. Obviously, it can't be fixed this year, but perhaps they need to talk to him, and maybe he can make some suggestions.
Thank you, Norm.
And I'll become.
Yep, thank you, Norm. Yeah, you know, again, I know that you know what's being said. I know it's get back to work, and you know, and these things are fixable. I don't think they're fixable. I think that we're 3/4 of the way through the season. I mean, and we keep hearing they're fixable, but they don't get fixed. They don't get fixed. They keep getting exploited, and to perhaps in bigger and bigger ways. And so it seems to be moving the opposite way. It actually seems to be getting worse. Like I said, I mean, the whole thing's unthinkable. Forget about the stupid penalty. Okay, it had nothing to do with it. You know, Clemson committed two defensive penalties on those last two plays. You know, they could have called the first one in the end zone. Hampton's blatantly holding, and that's a PI because DPI because the ball's in the air. And the second one, Terrell has the receiver completely wrapped up before that play. I mean, it's blatant defensive holding. Blatant defensive holding. That's not how you lost. You lost because the opposing quarterback threw for 400 yards. You lost because you gave a tight end a free release down the middle of the field, and no one runs with him at all. Nobody. Nobody. I mean, it's like it's so bad that you can't even tell who it's supposed to be. You know, normally when you watch a bust, like right off, you know, okay, well, you know, that's what's supposed to be. Addazio is calling out these busts during the broadcast, and he's saying, you know, one thing, and he's like, well, I think it's this guy's fault, and, you know, and then it turns out it isn't. You know, and because the busts are of a magnitude by which it's actually sort of hard to tell in some of them. Like I said, I mean, I know this. You can't give a tight end who's athletic a completely clean release down the middle of the field and nobody runs with him. He's somebody's responsibility. I mean, the way it looked, again, this is by memory, but it looked like Clemson was, you know, changing coverages during the game. I think Clemson was in a cover two at that point. If so, then you've got to get a linebacker with some depth down the middle of the field. And if that's what Clemson was in, well, that didn't happen. Both linebackers were sitting there like they're spying the quarterback. They're just standing out in the middle of the field. And they just let the tight end run right past him. He went right past Sammy Brown, right down the middle of the field. Now, if Brown thought he was getting help, what did he think? Who was it supposed to be? Because, again, he went 60 yards. The first contact he had with a human being was at midfield when Ricardo Jones missed the tackle on him and he went 15 more yards. That's the first contact he had with a human being on the play. I'm sorry, that can't be the way that's supposed to work. But if you want, like, you can pick out a myriad of plays from the game, bust over and over. But the two busts that cost Clemson the game, absolutely cost Clemson the game, one, you let a tight end, not a receiver, you let a tight end go 60 yards on you from their 7-yard line on a 3rd and 7, where nobody runs with them at all. And then on a 2-point conversion, when you still, even after all that cluster bleep, even after all that, you can still win the game if you stop the 2-point conversion. You have another bust. Towns and Todd, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Waltheb Tulip Road Rage.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one or two story homes starting in the mid 300s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet with every detail built around your lifestyle. Right now, lock in a 3.99% year one rate on quick move-in homes with a 2-to-1 rate buy-down or save up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all, with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today, 864-271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You can get in if you'd like, 654-7627. It's sort of a frustration Monday. There's a lot of that on Saturday. Insurance for seniors and disabled, where you will never be frustrated because Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey will take really good care of you, and so will all their agents. They own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service, and quality and availability, which are still the standards and the hallmarks of this company. Look, you've heard the many testimonials from his customers who routinely call in the station to back this up. Gary and his gang will always take the time for you. We had consecutive callers one day singing Gary's praises. Look, Gary is behind each of his agents, always available to you by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent's service always comes at no cost to you, will only benefit you. You cannot navigate, if you're aging into Medicare, you cannot navigate this by yourself. You will need Gary Mahaffey's help. Trust me. Call him today, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. You will 100% thank me later. It's Gary Mahaffey. Towns and Todd up now. Towns, how are you, Towns?
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Towns. Good to speak with you.
You too. Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you I'm proud of you for having the cojones to actually tell it like it is, to tell it as you saw it, which I think was extremely accurate on what you stated that you observed in the game. And, you know, it's not easy, you know, because a lot of people don't want to hear it. And a lot of people have got to do a lot of figuring on how to solve it. It's not only the way it was. You're very accurate in what you stated earlier and your analysis of what happened, in my opinion. But, you know, it's sad because it's the way it is right now. And I just want to thank you for standing up and taking a professional stand on your dissection of that end of the game and that part of the game. And I from what I saw, you were spot on. And I just want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Towns. I appreciate the kind words. I mean, look, that's what I've always done in radio. Yeah. And you can't, you know, it's that old thing, you know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know, it's just, you get to a point where I just don't, and I don't think it's fixable. I just don't. I think Debo Sweeney has the will, but I don't think he has the pieces either on the field or with his coaching staff to be able to fix this. I think we're going to see massive changes after the year. That's what I think.
Well, could be. And in closing, if you'll give me 10 seconds to bring back an old memory. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Walter. You're supposed to say Ed.
Ed's still with us. Ed's still with us, Towns. Ed is still...
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah,
Walter.
No, he's still with us. He'll probably call now. Yeah, no, Ed. Yeah. He's the only Ed I know, Towns, who spells his name with multiple D's.
That's him.
Yep. Thank you, Towns. All right. Good speaking with you. Thanks for the kind words. We just lost a couple of people. I didn't hang up on them, did I? I don't think so. Let me tell you about my friends at Iron Drive. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. They have the most... they have 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors, and what makes them the best? Why so many five-star Google reviews? It's the people and it's the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly, that the longevity of any floor coating job is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as you own your own home. They're the best. So trust me, go see them. You know, look, the reality is that this is like you know, that old thing about you plug one leak and another pops up. I mean, the notion of complementary football for this team this year just seems impossible. I mean, early in the season, the offense was an abomination. Now the offense is playing better, and the defense is the problem. And they can't stop anything. I mean, again, you give up 46 points at home, which is just unthinkable. And more than that, it's the way you did it. Like I said, it just looked like this whole defense looks dazed and confused. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason?
Well, you know what? Dazed and confused would that would be an apt description there after this game, man. I mean, 46 points. I mean, were we playing Leitner and Bobby Hurley and Grant Hill out there? Or, you know, it was. I mean, we talked about it. I asked you. I said, "What was the difference in this defense between the last time we faced a top-notch passing team with Syracuse when Angeli was out on the field?" And sadly, this is the worst.
Again, he had Angeli not been hurt. Jason had Angeli not been hurt, Syracuse was scoring 50.
Yeah, no, I firmly believe that. Absolutely, and it just. And you know what was so funny? I mean, Kwok actually raised a good point earlier. He said he'd like to ask Dabo, because I think he's hosting the Tiger show tonight. And he said, I'm going to ask him, like, why was Clemson, other than when they let that tight end rumble for 50 yards, but why was Clemson generally okay on third down? And then on fourth down, they were like nowhere in the same, you know, they weren't in the same area code on some of these plays. It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, what was Duke, 5 for 5 or
five on fourth down conversions. What's really interesting about that, Jason, is I think that, again, I'm doing this by memory. I think all of those fourth down conversions were like 3 or 4 yards or longer. They weren't fourth down in inches. They were converting fourth and sevens and stuff like that.
And I
think as far as the third and fourth down, I think some of that is just coincidence. I just think that's not a relevant statistical sample size. I am my biggest concern. Look, you can't change the players. All right, listen. You've had some guys that you moved around that you thought could maybe play other positions, and I think there was some pyrite in there somewhere. And maybe believe some things that weren't true. And I think that those players have been exposed. So there are some definite athletic issues on the back end of this defense. But that doesn't mean, Jason, you can't be in the right place. And that's my biggest problem right now is how many busts were there for Clemson's defense on Saturday? How many? How many of the points were directly related to coverage bus? How many?
Well, I told him, you know, my father-in-law called me after the game, and he's like, what was going on in that two-point conversion? I said, dude, if they would have dropped a nuke where the Duke receiver was, everyone else would have been fine because nobody was within 3 miles.
Right.
You know, some of the people in the audience won't get the reference, younger folks, but you get it. So it's like, I mean, he was that was a 3 mile island incident. Yeah. There was nobody around him. And, you know, earlier in that same drive, there was a fourth and short, and Duke, it was right after the 2 minute warning. And Duke ran orbit motion to one side, got all of our defenders flowing that way, and Sammy Brown did not notice the same tight end, I think, that went up the middle for 50. Yeah. He just ran right behind the offensive line out, you know, in the other direction and wide open. It was another 3 mile incident. It was wide open for the fourth down conversion. We could have ended the game right there too, but it's just, you know, this season is just a nightmare season. I'm starting to think, Walt, that
Jason, seriously, think about this for 1 second, okay? If you could, I don't know, somebody I'm sure can find this. Find me how many 60-yard receptions there have been by tight ends in college football this year. I on the whole season. I'd like to know how many 60-yard receptions by tight ends on the whole season. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find 3 or 4. And one of them versus Clemson in the waning minutes of the game.
I'm not sure George Kittle's ever had a 60-yard reception.
Right.
You know,
it just doesn't happen. It doesn't. Brock Bowers. It doesn't happen. And yet, on a third and seven, from their own 7 yard line, you let a tight end have a 60 yard reception, because again, it's 43 to midfield, and you know, after he broke the Ricardo Jones tackle at midfield, which was the first human he encountered, he went another 15 yards. So you know, it's 58 yards.
We talked about this even with respect to the Boston College game. Anytime you see Woodaz and Sammy Brown drop back into zone coverage, that's a guaranteed completion. I mean, it's awful. I mean, they cannot.
What are they
run
doing?
Zone defense.
I mean, what are they doing, Jason? Again, if one of them expected help, then tell me, please. I want to know who they expected help from, because there was no help within like 30 yards. I mean, you know, it would seem like, again, this is my memory. Clemson changed defenses a lot. I was thinking on that play that they were in a cover two. And if they're in a cover two, then one of those linebackers has got to get great depth in the middle of the field. And both of them were just standing there like they're spying the quarterback, which you don't need to spy Mensa. I mean, so I'm not sure what either one of them was doing. But I'm definitely not sure how they both, and especially it seemed like Sammy more so, just let Haseley run right past him without... I mean, just let him run right past him, and there's nobody at all behind him. So, again, if he's expecting help, I'm not sure where it was supposed to come from, and it just seems to me that one of those linebackers had to run with the tight end.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I thought the offense, you know, was a pleasant surprise once they got going. I thought Cade, to have a gimped-up ankle, was playing really well.
It helped him.
The receivers were making plays.
It helped him, Jason.
He stayed in the pocket.
Yeah,
he made decisions.
Him to the pocket.
He just let it fly.
Yeah, it anchored him
to
the pocket.
And
he had guys wide open.
And it was.
I mean, Clemson had plenty of chances, because there were guys running wide open against the Duke defense, too.
Yeah, well, we talked about their pass defense was not very good coming into the game. And it was nice to see Gideon Davis finally get a lather. Man, he's smooth. Yeah. He's got some smooth, accelerate, kind of where he's gliding a little bit.
He's got another gear.
I know there was one play where he put his shoulder through about three defenders for the, you know, bowled him over. So I'm excited to see his. And the only criticism I have with the offense, for God's sake, Dabo, if you run a trick play on the goal line again in a close game to a walk-on, and I know people have said, well, he was open for a split second. That's not Christian Benton core.
Yeah.
That's a short-arm T-Rex walk-on offensive lineman. And you know, the underneath defender, number 12 for Duke, he sniffed it out almost right away and took away the, like, quick pass.
Yep.
So you would have to throw a Willie Mays over the shoulder. And I'm sorry, that guy's not going to catch that. So just – and then the final sequence in the fourth quarter, the next to last drive, when we had it first, second down and five on, like, the 40 of Duke. Dude, just run the ball twice, please.
Yeah.
Just run the ball twice, man.
Yeah.
And we lost it. That was another point where we lost the game right there.
You've got the ball out by midfield with a 7-point lead, and you have control against a defense that's not very good and seemed to be fatiguing.
Exactly. And you would just run the ball for 5 yards.
Yep.
And this was the first game all season where we were consistently getting run and pop.
But you know, Jason, like early in the year when this was mainly about the offense, I've got to say, the offense did plenty to win. The offense scored 45 points.
True.
And when you look at them on the whole, the quarterback played well, the running backs played well, the offensive line played
well,
the receivers played
well.
That whole group played well. They got no help or cooperation at all from their defense.
Well, how about the fact that we cheated on the kickoff and we were offsides, and still another Three Mile Island incident didn't come anywhere close on the 100-yard kickoff return. Just abysmal, man. I tell you what, our best defense against South Carolina, maybe Woodaz and Sammy they heard me and they started preparing for the double spy like Ole Miss did. And then you just wait for Stellars to airmail the open receiver by 10 yards like he did against
Might
Ole Miss all
Might
night.
He did. Yep. Thank you, Jason. Quick break. We're late.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
It's bow time. At Bojangles, we don't serve nuggets. We serve big, delicious, hand-breaded crispy chicken tender bites that have real flavor. Order Bo Bites with your favorite sauce at Bojangles today. It's bow time.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular Cash Pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. For more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Now, you're going to think, Ramona, that I'm just jerking your chain here. But this actually happened, Ramona. Jim Harbaugh, what is Jim Harbaugh most well known for, Ramona?
The worms thing?
Well, no, I think he's most known for the scandal at Michigan, where he basically had to leave college football.
I thought you meant as the show.
Right, right. But so, you know, the whole world thinks Jim Harbaugh is a cheater, okay? They all think he's a cheater. Jim Harbaugh offered some advice to trick-or-treaters before Halloween, Ramona. As God is my witness,
I saw
him say it, okay?
This isn't
something that's you know, third person or... No, I saw him say it, okay? This was his advice, Ramona, to trick-or-treaters. Go out in your little costumes, hit all the homes on your path that are convenient for you, hit all the homes, and then go home and change into different costumes so you can go back and hit the same homes again. An adult, Ramona.
He's teaching the little kids to cheat.
Trick-or-treaters. Right. He wants to turn the little... can you imagine adult football coach suggesting this?
You think he might have done it?
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
It's probably a Harbaugh family tradition.
Doesn't he have a brother?
I mean, Ramona, when I saw this video the other day, I was like, oh, come on, man. You've got to be kidding me. Look, we all know who you are, but now you're advising little kids to cheat on Halloween? And I'll tell you, there are some things that you just see and you think, well, that just can't be. You know, that can't be true. But no, it actually is true. Jim Harbaugh is coaching kids to cheat on Halloween. I mean, it can only be Jim Harbaugh. Texas said, attaboy, Jim, future Michigan players incoming. Right. What is this? Somebody sent me a link about, what did David Hood say? Winds of Change, There Has to Be. Winds of Change in Clemson, There Has to Be by David Hood. Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious. There has to be change. I think major change is coming. I think it has to be. There's no way around it because this isn't working. It just isn't. I mean, I think that staff changes are going to occur. I'm not going to fire guys here. Let you know, Dabo Swinney will decide that. But there are going to be staff changes. There's no question. And there has to be. I mean, you know, you can't have what's going on. This was supposed to be Clemson's best team since the last national championship team. Not only has it not happened, but it's actually going the other way. Now, again, I think the positive is I don't think this team has quit. I think that's ridiculous what Torres said. I don't buy that. But I think that you have significant issues. And the issues are not getting better. and they're not going to be resolved. It's like I said, you plug one leak and others start leaking. You know, it's like that cartoon thing. I just don't think you're going to fix all this. I don't. I have no question about Dabo Swinney's work ethic. It might be other people's work ethic I wonder about. But, you know, I don't think it's fixable. I think, again, like I said, when it's put under pressure, and not every, you're not put under pressure every game, right? But when it's put under pressure, meaning you're playing against a future NFL number one quarterback in Mensah who has weapons, when the system is put under pressure, you realize how many leaks there are. And this is when you see more and more busts. And that potential is there with every opponent. But the busts are, again, I don't know. Again, I have to think about this. But of the 46 points, how many of those points were directly or almost directly because of busts? It seems like most of them. You know, Duke had a ton of big, big plays that either directly or indirectly led to points. You know, again, the 95-yard drive was because of busts. You know, somebody has Haisley. Somebody has to have Haisley down the middle of the field. You know, somebody has to have Higgins on the two-point conversion. There's got to be some accounting for those two guys. There was none. And that wasn't the only two times on the drive. Like I said, find out how many 60-yard throws there have been completed to tight ends this year in college football. I'll wait. But one was completed against Clemson in the waning minutes of the game when the Tigers decided just leave him alone, running down the middle of the field, Haisley, which is hard to understand. It is. We have a lot of things to get to. The map poll is out, and let's see. We have Clemson basketball tonight, too, by the way. The Clemson women won today. Good first start. The map poll, here's how the map poll has it. This is us. It's not how I have it necessarily, but it's how the map poll has it. Interesting, we have North Texas back in the mix. We have Memphis at 25. We have Miami at 24. We have North Texas at 23. Yeah, I can't do North Texas. I watched South Florida go to North Texas and kick the living crap out of them. So I can't do that. I'd rather have South Florida in there, to be quite honest. We have Iowa at 22. I think that's something we got right. Iowa's playing good football. Washington at 21. Michigan at 20. I'm not sure about Michigan anymore. I did not rank Michigan this week. I thought that performance this weekend was sort of embarrassing by Michigan. I'm just not sure who or what they are. By the way, speaking of who or what they are, you know, the guy that we haven't included in this Heisman conversation is Julian Sain. I saw this weekend, after this weekend, that Julian Sain, in now a number of different spots, is the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. So the guy that we haven't been talking about, because he's had all the great receivers, Julian Sain is really playing well. He had a great game against Penn State. He went 20 of 23 for 300-something yards, 4 TDs, and no turnovers. That's near perfection. So he's played well, and maybe so. Maybe Julian Sain has entered the conversation. The guy that just doesn't seem to be getting any love is Reed of A&M. Now, they need to keep winning, but Reed has really played well. He throws for over 200 yards every game. He's obviously a dual threat with his legs. He's gotten much better as a passer, and I think he's really played well. I'll tell you the other team that I'm thinking we are sort of sleeping on, and maybe the league we're sleeping on just in general, is I think the Big 12 is pretty stinking good. I really do. I think the league is pretty good. I think Texas Tech is good. I think Utah is dangerous. I mean, you know, I did pick Utah against Cincinnati this week. I never expected the total demolition that I encountered or that we saw. I mean, I thought Utah was absolutely sensational this week. I know they lost at BYU in a close game earlier, but yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll talk more about it. Let me tell you about my friends at Lakeside Lodge. Listen, there's no place like Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's unique concept blends the ownership of a vacation condo with all the amenities of a resort. It's an incredible place. You really need to see it to understand it. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days by the pool, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or staying in part and renting out part. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. 888-786-3648. Lakeside Lodge.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart. Minutes away.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part, we're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury.